The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
This is the Jackie Jones Challenge. Now here's your host, Jackie Jones.
Hey, this is Jackie Jones on the Jackie Jones Challenge, and my guest today is Rick Calvert, the CEO and founder of Blog World and New Media Expo. Now, I had the opportunity to go to Blog World this year in Las Vegas. The first year, it was fabulous. Because as you know, first-year events sometimes can be kind of iffy, but this was a really fabulous event. And if you have the opportunity to attend at any point, you should make it. This is the world's only industry-wide conference and trade show for new media. Now, Rick's been active in the trade show industry since 1996, serving as a sales manager and director of sales for three trade show week 200 events, including the SEMA show, which was number 4, AWFS Vegas, number 39, and the DEMA show, number 97, as well as one of the largest consumer shows, Comic-Con. He is a voracious new media consumer since 01 and has launched his own blog since 05. So today we're going to tell you about new media and blogging and all these new media things that I got a chance to see up close and personal at the Blog World Conference last year in Vegas. Rick, thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, Jackie.
Now, Rick, you know what? I'm a podcaster. Well, you know, I do an internet radio show. I didn't realize it was a podcast. But blogging and vlogging and all these new media things, it's amazing what's going on out there.
Yeah, it is. As we go on, maybe we'll talk about my particular experience, but lots of people I've seen have a similar experience where you start this because you get exposed to it one way or the other, you're passionate about something, and something happens along the way where you become passionate about new media, and there's a reason for that. What we're seeing really with new media, your internet radio show is a perfect example of newspaper, magazines, radio, and television all being reinvented at the same time, right before our eyes, and it's a very exciting time.
And that's why I brought you on, because I do want to know your view of it, because you started this conference, so you had a very huge vision of it, and I want to know how that came about. I know you were in the industry doing things, but, you know, how did you get from there to here? Share, please.
Well, as you said in the introduction, I'm a trade show organizer by trade. That's my job. And then I've done these really big events. And now in 2005, I guess it started in 2001, I started reading blogs. But in 2005, I'd been leaving these long comments on other people's blogs. And, you know, once you get beyond a paragraph, you really need your own blog. You need to quit, you know, taking up all this space in the comment section and start your own blog. And so that's what I did. It was a political blog. I like arguing about politics. That's fun for me. It was called The Real Ugly American. And it took off right away. I started on Blogspot. First of all, I was shocked that it only took 5 minutes and I was blogging. I didn't realize it was that easy, or I would have did it years before. Second of all, I immediately got an audience. I started getting links from these A-list, you know, bloggers, both on the left and the right. I think my blog was pretty much in the middle. And I was getting these huge audiences. And it was just one moment after another, you know, those aha moments where I'd read a book by Fred Barnes, who's a commentator on Fox News, and he writes for the Weekly Standard, and he'd written this book about George Bush, and I thought, I'd like to interview this guy. So I called his publicist. I said, you know, could I interview Mr. Barnes for my blog, Real Ugly American? And she goes, sure, when do you want to do it? I was a little shocked it was that easy.
I
said, how about tomorrow? How about tomorrow? And she said, sure, how about 2 o'clock? Fred will call you. So I ran down to Radio Shack and bought some gear to hook up to my cell phone so I could record the call for the interview. And, you know, I prepared all my questions, and I talked to him for 45 minutes the next day, and it was like I was a professional journalist for a little while there, and it was just amazing. So next step was I was reviewing books, and I thought, maybe I should sell the books that I'm reviewing, because other people, I see they do that through Amazon. So I signed up for what I now know is an affiliate program. I didn't know what it was then. In the first month, I sold like 80 books. And I'm like, why are people buying books from me on my little blog? And another month or so went by, and I got invited to the Blog Ads Network, which is an advertising network. Now they want to sell ads on my blog, and again, I'm nobody. So I thought, okay. And then the next thing was publishers started sending me books, asking me to review them and interview their authors unsolicited. So I thought, okay, I might make some money on this hobby of mine. I need to go to the blogging trade show, in the trade show business, that's how I think, and figure how this thing works. And it didn't exist. And I knew right away, you know, there are millions of people like me who want to go to this thing. They have the same questions I have. What's an affiliate program? What's an advertising network? How do these things work? How do I monetize my – now, I didn't even know it was called monetize then. You know, how do I make money with my blog? And so I told a couple of friends about it, and they said, yeah, you're an idiot if you don't do that tomorrow. And so off we went.
Wow. And it was that easy. And the same thing with me, you know, because I do this radio show, and it was similar. My background was in radio, and I've gotten out of traditional radio a while back. But, you know, I love radio. I love interviewing people and, like you, you know, making comments and sharing information. And it kind of did the same thing what yours did. It took on a life of its own. So that's really
exactly.
Amazing. And like you said, you know, for people out there interested in doing it, it is as easy as that. You ask people, and they will show up. They will come and join you and speak to you, you know, not all the time, but for the most part, it's not that difficult. So thanks for sharing that piece of, that nugget of information.
Well, I guess that part of me comes from, you know, my sales background. I'm not afraid to ask people questions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people would keep asking me, how do you get these interviews? And I'm like, I just asked. And you, as you know, Jackie, once you get the first one, it gets easier to get the next one and then the next one, because now you've got a resume to say, I've interviewed these people. You know, of course you'd want to give me the interview. So,
exactly.
And it just progresses like that. And, you know, this is the amazing thing about new media. We didn't used to have this opportunity. Now, you come from traditional radio, so you know it costs a lot of money to build a studio and to get the airwaves to broadcast. You can start this for free, then build your audience as you go.
Mm-hmm.
And people really never had a chance to practice media before on the job. You know, you'd go to school, maybe you'd get a job working for the, you know, the school radio station or TV station, and then get a job, if you're lucky, as some type of assistant to the assistant producer at the local station and maybe work your way up. But very, very few people ever actually get on the air.
Right.
Now, anybody can do it. And this is the best part. The good ones succeed. So now we all get to try out, and if you're good, you succeed, you build an audience, and you go from there.
That's true. Now, so tell us more about blogging, because I haven't started blogging. I mean, I set up blogs, but I haven't gone into it. So what's your feeling about that?
So a blog can be a lot of different things, and that's what where people get confused, I think. And a couple of people who explained it really well, Jason Calcanis is one of them, who started Weblogs, Inc., and the other is Dave Taylor, who mm-hmm. is the education director at BlogWorld. Jason says a blog is like paper. It could be toilet paper, or it could be a piece of art, and anywhere in between. And he's absolutely right. It depends on what you do with it. And Dave explains that a blog is just a tool. And again, he's exactly right. It just allows you, basically, to publish a website in reverse chronological order, meaning the most recent posts are the first thing you see when you go to that website. And it's got some other things that people argue about whether it makes it a blog or not. Number one, it's got permanent links to that content. So if you have a post about BlogWorld today, I can always find that post for BlogWorld through your RSS feed or through your permanent link anytime forever. And if I ever want to reference that content, I can go right back to it. And then second is comments. Blogs are typically, journalism is written in third person, where blogs are written in first person. So I say this, and I think that, and this is my opinion, where journalism is, again, written from that third person's perspective. And then blogs are interactive, where after I tell you this is what I think, it's up to you to come back and comment on the site and say, well, you're totally wrong, you don't know what you're talking about, and then somebody else will comment, and the conversation builds from there. So now some people argue you don't need to have comments for it to be a blog. I'm a purist. I think you do. If you don't have comments, you're not really a blog. But again, that's not anything to get hung up on. The blogs that we are trying to serve at Blog World are what I'd consider to be like a newspaper or a magazine. Blogs about a specific topic or about general news content. Some people just blog about, it's like a diary for them. So a blog isn't always journalism. It's not always really content. It can be just a personal thing to share between family and friends. But millions of people produce blogs as media content. It can be like a sports magazine like Sports Illustrated. It can be like the Wall Street Journal. It can be like the New York Times. It can be like Women's Red Book magazine, or any think of any magazine you can think of. There are blogs for that that are probably as good or better than the magazine that you read.
Wow! So, and those have just started. Now, are those are what corporate blogs? Those would be.
Well, so no, so those are blogs that individuals do. Any individual can start that blog and start talking about your local sports team. So, for example, there's a network called Sports Blogs Nation, which has a blog for every major sports team in the United States. And it's written by a fan or a group of fans in that city. So, for example, in San Diego, I'm a Padres fan, there's a blog called Gaslamp Ball, and they talk about the Padres. Now, corporate blog, that's a blog set up by a company that they use to communicate with their customers, could be their suppliers, and the media. So instead of sending out a press release, or in addition to sending out a press release, you post to your blog. We've just created this new widget. Price is going to be X amount of dollars. It'll be available May 25th. And that blog post is there for anybody to reference anytime they want. It's
now,
also a place for corporations to respond. So Dell Computers, perfect example. They had a big problem with batteries a couple years back, and a blogger really gave them a hard time. Dell then responded on their own blog, this is what we're doing to fix it. Thanks for the criticism. We know there's a problem. This is what we want to do. And it was a real great case study in a corporation that took a real serious problem and turned it into a positive thing by the way that they started engaging their customers and letting them know they were aware of a problem, they wanted to fix the problem, and they were taking action to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, companies had to go through an intermediary. Journalist interviews the company, journalist prints the story however they see fit.
Mm-hmm.
Now the corporation can say exactly their side of the story, good or bad.
And it's probably faster, too, with the blog because it's immediate.
Exactly.
You get it kind of from the horse's mouth, so to speak. It's not third news.
Exactly. Jonathan Schwartz, CEO of Sun, is trying to get the SEC to allow them to post their earnings reports on their blog instead of sending it out all over the world to the different media outlets. There are these restrictions on what time of day you have to send it so everybody gets it at the same time. And his point is, if we post it on our blog, everybody in the world gets it at the same time.
Right.
So.
Okay. So you're following that story. You'll keep us posted?
Yes, absolutely.
Now,
just one of the many, many, many things you could do with a blog.
Now, on your website, or do you have a resource site, or what's your blog site?
The blog site is blogworldexpo.com. That's the main site, and then the blog is blogworldexpo.com/blog.
Okay. Do you have any training material on there for people who are interested in putting up a blog, or how are you directing individuals?
We don't necessarily have training material on our site. We do have things on the blog, might be tips on things you can do. We also have our own weekly radio show called Blog World Radio on Blog Talk Radio. We do Fridays at noon. But what we do have are resources where people can go and say, oh, this is where I can go to find the experts. And I would say, look at the exhibitors who were at Blog World last year. Those are the people, if somebody wanted to start a blog or want to understand how to market with blogs or understand how to monetize their blog, to look at those companies because that's what they're in the business of doing.
and tune into the Jackie Jones Challenge, because we'll have more of those speakers who attended Blog World. Because I've spoken to so many of the people. If you get a chance to go to Blog World, it's like family. I mean, I didn't know many of these people. Some people's names I knew, and it was like putting a face to that name now and making them human. But for the most part, I didn't know them, and I just left there with so many contacts, so many friends, just so much good information, because everyone was just so helpful. And Patty, your assistant, fabulous.
She's sitting here right next to me. I'll tell her you said that.
Fabulous, Patty.
You're absolutely right, Jackie, in that we have a kindred spirit, in that people, like I said, they start using new media because they're passionate about something, their business, their hobby, their local sports team, whatever. But something happens to you, as it did to me, where you become passionate about new media. So whether you're a military blogger or a sports blogger or have a business radio show like yours, we all have this thing in common where we see the power of this medium that allows us to reach an audience that we could have never reached before.
Right.
And
this price.
Exactly. And this is what I tell my blogging friends all the time. You hear these numbers. When we launched the show, there were 57 million blogs. That was in November of 2006 when we said we're going to have Blog World next year. By the time the show happened, November of 2007, there were 110 million blogs. It doubled.
Oh.
Now, those are huge numbers, but I know you know this too, Jackie. Most people I talk to, smart people, CEOs, inevitably the question is, what exactly is a blog?
Yeah.
It's just the beginning of where we're going with this thing, and it's a really exciting, and we have that in common, and so we're all excited about it, no matter what we blog about or whatever our radio show's about, we're all excited about it, and we have that in common, so.
Yeah. So that's what I got when I went to Blog World. You know, it wasn't that, oh, this is what I know and you have to pay me thousands to know it. I mean, people actually sat down with me and gave me ideas, or you just sat and brainstormed with people, or it was just like an incubator of opportunities attending Blog World. So
thank you.
Really want to thank you. Yeah, I want to thank you. Just the whole team was fabulous, and the people were always there to help you walking around, whether they were production people or the speakers, and no one was above anyone. Any of the speakers that spoke were there and available to you to answer questions. It's not like they ran away and hid in a green room somewhere and you couldn't talk to them. Yeah, it was like, yeah, seriously, real people. You know, you've been to those events, and it's like they're just untouchable type of thing, and that was not the case at all. So I can't
wait
for the next event.
You're absolutely right. There is this community element. And also, when I started my blog when I was a newbie, I would just email other bloggers. That's how I found out about how to sell books. I'd say, hey, I notice you sell books on your website. How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And it, all the time they would respond, and they were so nice because, again, they're excited about it, and they want you to be successful at it too. And one other quick note, if you were at the Mark Cuban keynote at the end of the show, they introduced him as Mark Cuban, billionaire and blogger. And he was, because he's just like one of us, he's as excited about it as you and I are.
Yeah.
And he hung around for half an hour afterwards just talking to people,
yep,
you know, answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's what I really loved about it. So this new community is fantastic. And now I have friends across the world. You know, I have great friends in Japan, and, you know, we're online on Skype or different things, and then we're like, okay, you know, you send a blog. And so if you're not blogging, start blogging. It's the new networking. Networking.
At the very least, start reading blogs, which most people probably already are and may not know that it is a blog they're reading now.
Right.
And once you start reading and you find something you're interested in, start commenting, and eventually you'll find your voice and you'll want to start your own blog.
Yeah, that is so true. So do you have, is on Blog World, is there a message board right now? Oh, no, that's what it is. Okay, never mind.
It's the blog. Yeah, at the Blog World blog, you can come and leave comments there anytime.
Okay.
And we also have a Facebook group.
Oh, okay.
You can come to our Facebook event site. It's Blog World 2008, and you can leave a comment on our wall. You can leave a post there. We encourage people to do that. And we're also on Twitter. which is twitter.com/blogworld.
Now, who's the resident Facebook expert for people? Because I've met people before who, you know, aren't LinkedIn, or they just got LinkedIn and they don't understand LinkedIn. So how do you suggest they learn more about LinkedIn? Although I will be interviewing Jason Alba, who wrote Now I'm LinkedIn, Now What? But
well, I definitely want to tune in for that. So please let me know when that's going to happen. So
I'll let you know. I have to get a Facebook person. We'll have to talk about that.
Now, I'm not a Facebook expert at all, but what I found out very quickly, and LinkedIn is similar, so those are what we call social networks, which allow you to basically kind of keep in contact with your friends or business associates. And you can use them in a couple of different ways. Some people are what they call open networkers. And that means you'll connect with anybody. And so you can have a couple thousand friends on Facebook or a couple thousand connections in LinkedIn. I don't like to do it that way. In Facebook, for our event, anybody who's interested, they can sign up and we'll friend them, and they can see us and we can see them. So that's good. We all have this one thing in common, which is the event. In LinkedIn, I'm much more selective. I only connect with people who I know personally, who I can then recommend to somebody else. Because the purpose, Facebook is a general application. Anybody can use it. You can just use it to talk to your friends, or you can use it for business or whatever. LinkedIn is specifically for business. And the point of it is, I know Jackie. Jackie knows this other famous person that I really want to meet. I ask you to introduce me to him. And LinkedIn tells me, you know this guy that I want to meet. So I say, hey, Jackie, I noticed you know, John, superstar blogger over here, could you please introduce me to him? And you send a little recommendation, hey, John, I know Rick, he's a really good guy, you should talk to him. And so now he and I have connected. And you can see when you're on a site like LinkedIn really quickly the amount of people that you know who know somebody else that you want to know is amazing.
We were talking about that the other day. I was talking to some friends, and they were talking about the degrees of separation. And I said, why don't you join LinkedIn and get on and see who, you know, see how far you are separated by that? Because they were talking about something about it not being real and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, no, when you look at LinkedIn, you can really see the degrees of separation from someone you're trying to meet if they happen to be connected that way. It's interesting.
Yeah, and that 6 degrees of separation rule absolutely applies. You will be shocked at how many people are just one step away from you.
Yeah.
and that's another great thing about LinkedIn in particular, not to get too far off the track, but you can search for a person in LinkedIn, and it will tell you, yep, here's Joe, and you know Jackie, and Jackie knows Joe.
Yeah.
And so it's a great tool. It's a great tool for anybody in business.
Yes. Or it'll show you, it'll say that here's you, and you know Jackie, and Jackie knows Rick, and Rick knows
That's right.
This person you're trying to meet. So definitely check out LinkedIn.com and get involved there, you know, if at all possible. Because I signed up, I think it was a long time ago, because I sent them an email and asked them when I signed up, because one of the groups I was looking to join asked me how long I was a member. So I emailed them and they sent it, and it was like a long time ago. I couldn't even believe how long ago. But that's probably why I have my name, you know, because now when you look at the names, it's kind of like, I guess when AOL first came out, you can get your name, and now you have to be like 001234 or whatever it would have been at that time if you got it. And LinkedIn is like that. You don't have a direct name anymore if you came in too late in the game, because my LinkedIn name is, I guess, LinkedIn/Jackie Jones, you know, versus I see some that come through and it's like XYZZ234 in their name. Same kind of concept. So it makes sense.
So you are old school in LinkedIn then, Jackie.
And didn't even know it. Hadn't the clue. In the right place at the right time without a clue. How's that?
Well, you know, this is the other exciting thing, too, because LinkedIn is pretty new, as is Facebook. We forget how new these things are.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, somebody somewhere creates this new application or widget that we can use that is amazing.
I know, and widgets and all those things. New media is fabulous.
It's so exciting. There's always something new. You know, when you think you found the coolest thing ever, somebody else invents something else new. And it is really exciting.
Oh, man. So when is the next conference?
Excellent. It's September 19, 20, and 21
okay.
at the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Great.
The 19th is just conference. There's no trade show that day. And then the 20th and 21st, the trade show and the rest of the conference. So.
Yeah, but if you can go just for that conference day, it is well worth it. I went for that day. And
thank you.
I won't miss another event. I tell everyone everywhere I go, I'm like, have you been to Blog World?
Well, I'll tell you. So last year we had 1,600 people, including you. Those 1,600 people, this is the thing that blows me away. We just figured the numbers out the other day, had a combined readership of 98 million people.
Whoa. That's
so if you go there as an exhibitor or a sponsor, you have the opportunity to reach 98 million people in one place at one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's something unique to new media that you just won't find in other places.
Mm-hmm. And it's the type of person you reach, too, because that demographic that deals with new media, you know, I believe is a higher-end kind of customer. So you might want to do your research if you're in the market.
It's pretty democratic. New media is where the spectrum is actually even a little bit more democratic than a total census. So you have more lower income people who have blogs or read blogs or whatever than in the general population. So that's good. And it's also just the variety. I mean, if your interest is sports, if your interest is business, if your interest is politics, and you want to reach those particular people, you can. Using very few people, you can reach millions of people. So.
Yeah, and you know what I loved about your conference segment was the different tracks. They had so many tracks. There was a sports track, a politics track. It was a beginner track, advanced, how to monetize. Just anywhere that you wanted to be, you could be. The only bad thing was, for me, it was like you wanted to be in two places at once.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. And by the way, you said this other thing, that how there were all these people there that you'd never met before or you never even knew of before. Mm-hmm. That's part of the reason why we did that. In the blogosphere, you know, people who don't understand it try to lump us all together.
Mm-hmm.
But sports bloggers have, for the most part, never met political bloggers or military bloggers. And business bloggers haven't met either one of those. By having those tracks for those communities, we allowed them to meet each other for the first time. And that's never been done before. And that was something for me personally that I really enjoyed. Because when I launched the show, Blog World, I had no idea. I was a political blogger. I had no idea who the tech bloggers were. I didn't know who Mike Arrington or Robert Scoble or Shell Israel was. And just through the event, it kind of opened my eyes to this whole other universe of people out there. So.
No, and that was amazing to me, too, because like you said, when you think blog, it's just like that, like you said, that newspaper thing. But even in the newspaper, there's all these sections. But all those sections were represented at the event, so it made it really nice. And you could even see people, the way they interacted with each other, and it's like you could see the eyes lighting, you know, that light bulb going on in the mind, like, wow, didn't know you exist kind of thing, like, cool.
Yep.
And the Christian bloggers, they had a huge space.
Absolutely. There's a one in particular, her name's LaShawn Barber. I found her blog very early on. I can't even remember how, but she was at Blog World. I got to meet her. That was fantastic.
Oh, so you got to put faces to names, too.
I got to meet my heroes. That, again, that's, you know, why we started the event, because I wanted to meet these people.
And, yeah. What better way?
Yeah, it was really neat.
Wow. Well, Rick, I want to thank you so much for spending time with me today and just chatting about blogs. I hope we got other people excited. I hope they have a chance to come out and just check out Blog World the next time it comes to town. I think they would be happily amazed or just excited as we are just to see what's going on. It makes, because my retirement is going to be a virtual retirement. So for me, when I got to see all these things in motion, it just made the virtual retirement even more visible to me for what I want to do. So I'm sure for anyone else who's looking for that same kind of existence, I'm the Corona commercial on the beach with my laptop and cell phone, maybe.
I'm there with you, Jackie.
Yeah, we're there. We're there planning the next event for you all. So, Rick, I want to thank you. Tell Patty she's awesome.
I will.
And I'll have you back again, and we'll do some great interviews moving forward. I'm sure of it.
Thank you again, Jackie, for having me very much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for listening to the Jackie Jones Challenge. To find out how you can host your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.